Letter number in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, letter 1085, and this is dated Hey Tammuz, the 5th day of Tammuz, Toshin Dal, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to Chaim Zusha Sheyichia Vilomovsky, to Rebbe Zusha Vilomovsky, and the Rebbe writes Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe says, with pleasantness, I received your letter from the 24th day of Sivan. And this, for sure, this is a response to the letter that I sent to you, when I sent you, on the address of Rabbi Avram Paris, because I didn't know your address. So the Rebbe says, you must have responded to the letter I sent to you. I was very enjoyed reading in your letter that all the time, and also now, that you are occupying yourself with the activities in the area of kosher education. And for sure, also in the future, you will continue this holy work, which is necessary in all times, especially now, and how much more so also in our holy land, in Eretz HaKodesh, the Buddha's Kodesh. Now, specifically, you ask me that now that you're dealing, negotiating with an institution that is presently under a certain party, so the Rebbe says, I'm surprised, he says, because you can invest your energies in a situation that it should be within the Chabad community. And I'm not sure, I don't know what are the reasons that you moved from Lud, from Ibn Lud, but in either way, if you wish to work not in Lud and not under the general leadership over there in Hola, so my suggestion is that since it seems from your letter that you have the ability to head in founding educational institutions, and also that you're able to get the means, you know, to support them on your place. Like specifically, you're asking about the specific institution. So, and you're asking my opinion. It's fitting that you should interest yourself in the possibility to create institutions that will also go under the general educational institutions that they founded in Morocco, which are called Ola Yitzchak Lubavitch. That's called the Reshet. It's a group of schools that in those under those general organization. All kinds of education institutions go, starting from Aleph Beis until the school for teachers and Rabbonim. Although we don't have right now the possibility to send them large amounts of money, but for small, expensive, for the beginning, I'm sure I'll be able to find the source for that, but provided that it's going to be something practical, not only the existence, but also that it should be based, it should have the right intention, the inner intention to do it in the right way. And the Rebbe's hinting to him, you let me know that the Rebbe's going to participate, try to find sources to support this this endeavor. Interesting, the Rebbe's in Morocco, they had at the Shluchim Convention, they had the chief rabbi from Jerusalem, chief rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Amar, who publicly spoke of Rabbi Matasov, who was a shaliach over there in Morocco, and I guess he was probably some of the people that were beneficiaries from the institutions Rebbe did. The Rebbe said, so it's understood that if it is impossible to organize such an institution, which should be under one organization like Chabad, so then your suggestion to participate in the together the work of a religious education, even though it relates to a certain party, but that's a good suggestion. I am hopeful that you are going to fulfill that what you write in your letter, that you are putting an effort to find yourself a match, a shidduch. Hashem should provide you the right zivug in a proper way, both physically and spiritually. The Rebbe is blessing him for proper settled down in both Pomamish, Pagash, and Ruchnis. And again, he He was instrumental in setting up a lot of these institutions. And the Rebbe said he was still apparently not married. We know him for many years because he would come to the Rebbe. He was working in the very heavily involved in the activities, and he had a very special, the Rebbe gave him special attention a lot of times, and he did a lot of good work, so he's unknown. They used to call him Reb Zusha the Partisan. He was a partisan. He was a partisan during the... He was a partisan over there, so they called him Reb Zusha the Partisan, that's what they call him. And I think the Rebbe referred to him also as that. I'm not sure exactly where his family's roots are, but... But he was instrumental in the beginning in Chabad and then for many years. And I remember when we went also as Shluchim of the Rebbe to Israel and went to study in Israel, and this goes back in Tavshin Lamed Hei, in the 75. We went, the Rebbe sent us to Israel at that time, and the Rebbe told us to go visit all the holy places, to Hebron and everything else. So he's the one that led us and took us all over.
Was he married at that time?
Yeah. No, this is what we're talking about. Here you're talking in 1951. I'm talking about
75.
No, but this letter is in 1951. It's 51, and I'm talking about 1976. So that was 26 years later. you must have got married right away. Yeah, I'm sure. I think that